are here simply to raise the vibrations, and that is the overall mission of the Ashtar Command, the Ashtar family, and that is specifically what We the People is about. Now, you may say, well, what do getting signatures on petitions have to do with raising vibrations? Well, we're so glad you asked. It is very simple, really. First of all, when you meet like-minded people, is there not a recognition on a high level, so to speak, a plane of harmonious wavelengths, and is that not a delightful experience? That raises the vibrations of the entire planet, because when those harmonious high-vibe waves go out, it enters into the mix, so to speak, and it creates an overall crystal clearness to the consciousness of the planet. You see, the more high vibe frequencies that are broadcast, the more the planet itself becomes harmonious and everybody gets on the same wavelength, and that is, of course, the whole purpose of our being here with you. It is to facilitate the high frequencies, because that, beloved ones, as you know, is what ascension is all about. This is Beam Me Up Scotty time with the body. Is it not delightful? So, we shall get to the specifics even more when we say that every time a signature, an energy signature, is put upon the paper, that too is a way of raising the vibrations of the entire planet. It is a giving of permission. And implicit in this giving of permission to those who are being addressed, that is, they can resign, that is implicitly, or shall we say it implicitly, contains a form of forgiveness. And believe me, forgiveness is grand indeed, and it too is a high vibrational signal that goes out. And it goes out not just to the recipients, the ones whose names are upon this paper. It is reflected back to those who sign the papers, and it goes out further. It extends actually what you might call worldwide and beyond. It is another joining together. It is another stirring of the ingredients in order to become a crystal clear, high vibrational frequency. And this, too, raises the energies of the planet. Now we shall say another word. There has been talk, and it is most, most delightful talk. Discussion and contemplation, if you will, of being in a place where there are so many like-minded beings that a great shift occurs upon the planet. We are talking about going to gatherings which have the implicit vibration of peace. Now we understand that there are those at these gatherings, these marches, if you will, who have anger in their fields. The more beings who go who have this high vibrational frequency of love to put into the mix, shall we say, the more the crystal clear energy of peace comes forth, that has the ability of causing the low vibrational frequency of anger to be transmuted, as it were. Now, we would use as an example, because we wish to pay tribute to the brave ones in that country known as Burma. Those of that most peaceful religion, yes, we were inspiring some conversation earlier between the voice and beloved Fran. We were there providing some insight, shall we say, and we are bringing this forth now. Those who stood up and marched, those brave ones who represent one of the world's great teachers, which has evolved into what is called the religion of the Buddha, actually took to the streets and marched for peace. They marched for reform in their country, and they did so peacefully. Now, we are not discussing the citizens of the country. We are not discussing those who were, shall we say, threatened by these peacemakers. We are discussing the peacemakers themselves. And some horrendous things happened to many of those peacemakers. But the important thing is they put out the vibrations of peace that comes from the heart, that comes from the soul of the being. Peace with the freedom to be a peacemaker and a peacekeeper. Peace with the freedom to express from love and not from fear or hate or the desire for vengeance or any of the fear-based emotions. They set an example. They raised the bar, if you will. And they said to the world, come and join us and march for peace. And be a peacemaker. And so this is what We the People is about. It is about raising the bar. It is about saying, look, we do not have to make war upon each other until one or the other is so beaten down that there has to be a kind of peace. It is about saying we can accomplish peace through love. We can accomplish peace through joining together hearts, souls, as well as minds. We can accomplish peace by joining the energies together and embarking upon sacred project in a calm and peaceful way. And we can take this kind of peace to all of the groups. And there are some big ones, are there not? And there are some groups who have numbers. And just think what would happen if this peacemaking project were taken to those numbers. And so we are suggesting that you stand up. And that just as beloved friends have suggested, take this project out. Even if you only connect with one or two people from these large groups, connect with them, make that connection, and ask them to pay it forward. It is not your individual responsibility to get all of the petitions signed everywhere that they can go. It is your responsibility, if you choose to commit to taking on the responsibility, to get it to the people that you can reach, and ask them to join you by paying it forward. We simply ask that you stand tall and that you join with these ones who so courageously from the heart march for peace, speak for peace, even sing for peace. There are entire concerts even that you can attend where the musicians, the performers, are actually singing and performing for peace. Some of them undoubtedly are names who are familiar to you. Think of the great peace promoters of the 60s. And their names will come. Look them up. See if they're going to be in your area. Go to a concert. Take the papers. You'll get signatures. You'll light candles. Go to the peace marches. Go to the peace meetings. Go to the candidate meetings where there is peace. There aren't many of the candidates, you know, who are actually standing for peace, but there are some, and you know who they are. Go and hear them. Email them. Go to their websites and email them your support for peace. And your support for them. And if you can, send them a dollar or two. You'll be making a difference with everything you do because you're coming from the heart and you're connecting heart to heart. And so we ask that you breathe. Breathe deeply and literally inhale into your beings the frequencies of peace, of love, of joy, and feel how it feels, and allow these frequencies to permeate your entire being. And if there are any glitches anywhere, allow these frequencies to gently envelop, whether it be in your tum-tum or some other area. If there's any scrunching, squeezing, pinching, blocking sensation, allow the frequencies of peace and love and joy to literally cradle these dark areas and fold and encircle them till there is like an entire sphere of joy. And then allow these precious energies, these high frequencies, to literally transmute whatever there might be of fear or anything that resembles fear or any voices that say you can't do this, because those voices do not speak truth to you. And allow this wondrous, wondrous blanket, if you will, or sphere of these high frequencies. See the colors. Feel the warmth of it. Feel the joy. Feel the upliftment of it, and allow them to literally envelop, and in so doing to transmute whatever fear-based energies are there, to transmute and lift them up so that they too become light. It is a way of actually releasing the lower vibrations. Know that as you march, as you speak, as you sing, as you listen, as you pass papers around, you have this wondrous sphere around your entire being. And you may see it as beautiful lights. You may see it as crystalline. But it is made up of the energies of love and all that emanates from love. There is no fear anywhere. It is all about love. Now take yourself and your sphere across the oceans and place yourselves in the front row of these courageous ones, these representatives of the Buddha, and feel how empowered you are. March side by side with them and chant for peace and chant for love upon planet Earth everywhere. And feel what they felt. The love and the joy that they felt knowing they were on mission. Sacred mission. Knowing that they were expressing their very lives and all of their beliefs and truths as they marched through those streets. And feel the empowerment and the joining as one with them. And know that you do have the freedom to express this love and this freedom and this call to peace, the peace of the heart, the peace of the higher realms. Know that you are representing this peace, that you are representing all of those whom you call the ascended masters, that you are representing the angelic realms, and the family of Ashtar, and all of the wondrous kingdoms of Mother Gaia. And know that your contribution to these high frequencies of love is felt not only throughout planet Earth as it exists in the third dimension, but know that it is resounding throughout all of the dimensions, and that it is uniting even more those who would speak, those who would stand up, those who would march and sing and write for peace. This is what is needed. This is the energy that is being called forth at this time as you measure time. And this is who you are, and this is what you are here to do. You are here to facilitate peace upon planet Earth, because peace must be the state of being of planet Earth. It is a prerequisite, if you will, for that which you call the ascension process. So bring yourself into the high frequencies of peace, because it is love then that you will radiate out. And as you do so, you are peace expressed upon planet Earth. And you are here as purposeful representatives of the peace mission. And that, beloveds, is a part of your mission here. So put forth peace in any manner that you can, and be joyful in doing it, and know that you are literally paving the way for the grand process of ascension to continue. And that is pretty awesome. Do you not agree? And so breathe in this peace, breathe in this love, and continue it. Pay it forward, and know that you are a light unto the entire world and the universe beyond. And so it is. Salute.